Patrick Garrett.
Hey Patrick, it's Brian Gerard from Bucky.
Hi Brian, how are you?
Hi, good. I got a little bit of static on the line. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. But yeah, it's a bit crackly, but I'm sure it'll do. Okay, right. Congratulations, first of all. Redefining the Megaton there. You must be thrilled.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, it's an exciting sort of next step in defining Bungie's next chapter. So it's great to know that we can actually execute on our creative vision that we have for our next universe, and you know that we'll have a way to get it out to as many people as possible around the world.
Okay. I'm going to ask you this straight off the bat, and please don't be offended, right?
Okay.
Obviously, there's been a gigantic amount of controversy at the moment concerning what's been going on at Infinity Ward.
Yeah.
I mean, quite frankly, doesn't that put you off working with Activision?
I can't personally comment or speculate about any of the happenings that are taking place over there. I don't really know any more about it than what I've read on the internet. But, our relationship and this process started about 9 months ago. So this is the culmination of a lot of discussions and a lot of hard work on both sides. And, I think ultimately what's most important to us is that we were able to establish a partnership and a deal that allows Bungie to keep its core values and things that are most important to us and make sure that we well own our own IP, that we remain an independent company, and that we basically have creative control to realize our vision for this next universe. So, I think it's impossible to draw any sort of apples-to-apples comparison. We're focused on making sure that we have the best deal for our future. And I really can't speculate or second-guess, what things may or may not be happening between Activision and Infinity Ward.
Okay, no problem. It was reported at the time that you split from Microsoft that Microsoft would have first refusal on publishing future Bungie games. So did Microsoft turn this IP down, or was it the fact that it was a multi-platform deal meant that it was impossible for Microsoft to publish it?
I can't actually get into details on our contractual relationship with Microsoft. I can tell you that certainly we continue to enjoy a very good relationship with Microsoft. Obviously, we have a lot more work to do together for Halo Reach, and certainly we speak with Microsoft in addition to a couple other publishers over the past year to see who would be the best partner to align with for our future project. And, ultimately, Activision kind of came out on top because they were the best fit for where we wanted to go. And in terms of what's most important to us, like owning our IP and having creative control over our project that we're creating and remaining independent. But, for us too, as storytellers and people that work in the creative space, the ability to bring our new universe and world to as many people as possible across multiple devices was very exciting to us. It was a very important part of where we'd like to go with our future. So with all those things said, Activision kind of emerged as the clear best choice for us to partner with.
Okay. Obviously, you've been working on this deal now for 9 months, you've already said.
Yep.
So we're looking at something that's pretty complex here, that's going to stretch over generations of hardware. Is that correct?
This is a 10-year partnership, and for us, we're looking at making a long-term investment in building a brand new universe that we think will be rich and will have a lot of stories to tell, and people want to spend a lot of time in it. So, it's definitely something that, ultimately, with something that has that long of a lifespan and a vision, we are going to have to think about how we bridge that technological leap. And, thankfully, we have some of the brightest minds in the industry that are already thinking about that, and Activision could bring a lot of great multi-platform technical expertise to the table as well. So it's definitely discussions that we're already having right now, and it'll be an interesting challenge, but if anybody can solve that, I'm sure our guys can do it.
Okay. So 10 years is an awfully long time to be able to commit to a universe, which it keeps being called, and you say that you want people to spend a long time in it, so the natural conclusion is it's an MMO, right?
I'm not going to confirm or deny that. I mean, I think you have given a lot of ways that Halo 3 was an MMO. Millions of people are there playing with a mild form of persistent and reach even more so. So certainly we are looking at Bungie has a pedigree of online experiences, a pedigree of social and community interaction, and I think, you know, our future is going to continue to build and grow on our strengths. And, you know, obviously Activision has a lot of expertise in the online space as well, so I think those things are going to vary up very, very nicely, but it's a little too premature to specifically try to peg a genre or a specific type of game. We're not quite ready to have that discussion yet.
Okay. When are we going to see the first proper details? I mean, will the game be shown at E3?
You know, it won't be, and it's really important for us that we don't lose sight of reach. And we have a lot of work to go, and, you know, the vast majority of our team is still very much crunching hard on reach. So I can tell you that this year is pretty much going to be all about reach for us. We're really excited about the way the game's shaping up, and we're a long way to go and a lot of work to get done, and we don't want to lose sight of that. So it was important to us that now the term sheet was final that we could make this announcement. But, you know, our hope is that we can quickly return focus to reach and go back to making games. And I think it'll be, you know, sometime after, before we're able to finally start talking about our new game.
Okay. Is this the end of your involvement in Halo? I mean, is reach going to be a cutoff point, or do you remain committed to future products?
So, this, you know, reach for all intents and purposes is definitely Bungie's final Halo game. I mean, it's, right now our plan is that, you know, the majority of our team at the conclusion of Reach will roll right into production on our next big universe. And we have Jason Jones and a lot of the original guys who are on the core Halo Combat Evolved team have been working on building the framework and the bones of what we're going to do next in anticipation of having to receive the full might of the studio when Reach concludes. Now, of course, we are still going to have some people that you know, are a chunk of the team that is going to be focused on supporting Reach and supporting our great community, and we definitely have a relationship there, and, you know, in some degrees, we owe it to our fans, and that's Bungie's way to make sure that we do right by our game and by our fans. So it isn't like we're completely going to cut the cord. We'll still have an attachment to Halo through Reach, but we definitely won't be producing any new Halo projects beyond Reach.
Okay. Do you think what we're looking at now is the preferred model of AAA developers working with publishers, whereby they sort of sign exclusive tie-ins for IP as opposed to simply selling out to publishers?
The first point I couldn't hear, I heard something about IP and selling out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, do you think that this is going to be a preferred model for AAA developers, whereby they simply sign an IP deal with a publisher as opposed to simply selling to the publisher in the same way that Infinity Ward did?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to speculate on that. It's something that we were talking about with some of our Activision friends last night, and, you know, honestly, from their perspective, there just aren't that many developers out there that are going to be in a position to even try to put together a deal like this. And, you know, you could probably count them all in one hand. I think a lot of people would probably love to be in that kind of situation because, you know, from our perspective, it's the best of both worlds. And clearly from our time working on Halo and not owning that IP, we learned a lot through that process. And, you know, that's why it became very important, and so much so that even in the constitution for our studio, one of the articles states that we will own the things that we create, and you know, that was a key pillar for us as we sought to find a partner. But as far as, you know, whether or not that's the way things are going to go, I want to say it's probably not, just because I don't think there are that many developers that can pull off a deal like that, and not that many publishers who would be willing to even entertain a discussion like that. So we're fortunate that based on our track record and our ability to sort of create big games that are consistent and reliable, that we were able to find a match with Activision to take this next big leap.
Okay. Have you been getting up to speed on PS3, though?
What about PS3?
Have you been getting up to speed on PS3? Obviously, you're incredibly used to working with 360, but now that it's going multi-plat, have you been having to get up to speed with PlayStation 3 technology?
It's definitely a big goal for us to be able to expand our next universe across multiple platforms. So that's definitely, again, one of the appeals of a partner like Activision is they do have a lot of expertise with publishing across multiple platforms. And, you know, it's definitely something that we're going to have to keep ramping up on and investigating and learning more about other devices and platforms. But it's exciting for us to have this opportunity for the first time to reach an even larger audience and create interesting connections with our fans and our games that can span beyond just a single box in their living room.
Okay. I'm going to ask you one more question, and this is a question from one of our readers. Who do you think would win in a fight between Master Chief, Marcus Fenix, and Captain Price?
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, of course, I have to go with Master Chief, just because, it would be blasphemy not to, but he does have some pretty high-tech armor. He's been through an awful lot. He's the last remaining Spartan at this stage, all of humanity, so I think he's got a lot going for him, not to mention Cortana kind of watching his back, so I've got to pick Chief all the way.
All right, nice one. Well, many congratulations again for you and the rest of the team. And, many thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Okay, cheers, Brian. Bye.
All right, cheers. Bye-bye.